soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on April 14, 2016. Today, as a servant of the Lord, I'm absolutely dedicated, committed to knowing the truth, to abiding in the truth. I hate lies. I was taught to not lie, to believe the truth, to love the truth. And I believe in Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And no man can come to the Father except by Him. And that's John 14:6. Do you know a person that's faithful in their spirit will not utter lies? I read that text today, and I thought how important that is. What does it mean to be faithful in your spirit? A person that is faithful will not utter lies. There's no lie in the truth. And God hates liars. He hates lies. Why? Because his adversary, the devil, is a liar. He's the father of it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm talking about today. Is there are great lies in the earth, and it is a snare to those who do not love the Lord, that do not love the truth, that do not abide in His word, and they are set in the trap to believe the lie. For there's so many people that have forsaken the Lord, hewn out cisterns, broken cisterns that can't even contain water. And this is a horrible thing that was committed in Israel in the ancient times, and it's written, and the prophet Jeremiah cried against this thing because he knew what the end would be for the people. Destruction, judgment, death. It was a horrible thing. God is a fountain of living waters. You can drink freely. Come unto the Lord and drink. Buy of the Lord without money. His ways are higher than our ways, as the heavens are above the earth. His ways aren't like man's ways. His thoughts aren't like our thoughts. We've been called to believe on Jesus Christ, to lay down our life, to believe on the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of the only begotten Son, Jesus, who came unto his own, and his own received him not, because they were full of religion and hypocrisy, and they made merchandise of the things of God. Buying and selling, selling and buying. And it was a complete sham. It's written in every gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and in Jeremiah chapter 7. The thieves and the robbers, they turn the house of God into a den of thieves and robbers. And it's all a lie. How does this happen? And ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last days. There's only so much time, and that's it. And what has the Lord told us about the last days? It'll be very dark, and men will be lovers of themselves, truth breakers, covenant breakers, incontinent, fierce, without any semblance of love and kindness, self-centeredness, arrogance, proud, traitors, betrayal. You better know the Lord. You better seek His face. It's a command. Seek my face. Hear my voice. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's not hard to be a follower of Jesus. Jesus said to those that believed on Him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." Continue in the words of Jesus. He's the master. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I want to talk to you about. Jesus. Jesus is the master. He's the Lord. And what has happened today is the same thing that happened through Israel. It's the same thing that's happened through religious church history, that men go after men and they don't seek the Lord with all their heart. If they did seek the Lord with all their heart, then they would find him and they would know his voice. And the Lord is able to cleanse the heart and make a pure spirit before him through faith in the operation of God, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we can seek the Lord to shepherd and know his voice. And the voice of a stranger, we won't follow. We won't believe the lies. Ladies and gentlemen, the land is full of idols and false religion and covetousness, corruption. It's so grieving. I've looked at the networks that publish on worldwide basis religion. And they have their stars, their programs. With stars, their celebrity, their icons, their masters, with their Photoshop pictures, promoting themselves and their wares, selling their teachings. And they don't want you to go to the Lord. They want you to come to them. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been so grieved over the years about the sellers that would sell and offend the Lord. But it's the buyers that are just as guilty. For if it wasn't the buyers, the sellers would have nothing to sell. It's a system. It's a system. What is a system? This is from the dictionary. A system is an assemblage or set of correlated members, an ordered, comprehensive assemblage of facts, principles. It's a coordinated body of methods or a scheme or plan of procedure. I'm reading from the dictionary. Any formulated regular or special method or plan of procedure. The lastly definition for the word system is the world. Jesus would say the world hates him. It's the world is the cosmos. It's an order. It's a system. And there's a religious system today that is exactly identical to that which the Bible describes that killed all the prophets in Israel and Judah. Killed every single one. And why did God send a prophet? Because the people had forsaken the Lord. Because the people had gone through the motions of religion. They had their music, their celebration times. They did their sacrifices and it was all elaborate. And it had an appearance of righteousness. Had teachings of the famous teachers, just like today. But the system was corrupt. And even as it was with Jeremiah's time, God had written Ichabod. He had departed and he said, remember Shiloh, when I withdrew my presence, I raised it up only to abandon it because of the detestable sins of the people. In impudence, hard hearts, hard face, shaking their fist in God's face. And the people have become like Babylon, arrogant, pompous, full of idols and wickedness, self-centeredness, and abundance. And Jesus chided one of the churches that didn't realize they were poor, blind, miserable, wretched, and naked. They lose all their sense of reality, all the true sense. They think they stand, but they're fallen. We're in the last days, and the true believers are to be growing up into Jesus Christ. They're to have oil in their lamp because we're in the dark midnight hour when the Master comes for his people. They'll be foolish virgins that did not buy the oil, and there's no oil in their lamp, and there will be no light in the dark midnight hour. Tragic. And the Master shuts the door and they're on the outside. Oh Lord, open to us. We were religious. We sacrificed. We followed this guru, this master, this teacher, this pastor, this bishop. We followed that apostle, this prophet, this pastor. We were part of this church and this system. But the Lord says, depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. The system is corrupt. It doesn't follow the teachings of the Master, Jesus. Read it for yourself. Read the scriptures. You can sit before the Lord, open your Bible, open your heart before the Lord and seek Him and ask Him to teach you, and He will. But walk in the light, be faithful, take heed to with what measure you meet, and it will be given to you. And if you turn your ear and heart from the Lord to hearing His voice, even that which you have will be taken away. And this is the tragic thing, that people that once knew the Lord have forgotten the Lord. That's the message today. I see it so clearly. I can perceive it. I can see it. I understand it. I understand how it works. And the people are following blind guides. They follow blind guides, the blind, and they both fall in the ditch. When they were supposed to follow Jesus, there's no blindness in Jesus. He's the light of the world. And if any man follow me, Jesus said, he will have the light of the world. He will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. What is it you want? Do you want the fountain of living waters? Jesus told the woman at the Samaritan well, he that drinks of this water thirsts again, but the water that I give will never thirst again, and out of him will flow rivers of living waters from his belly. Do you want that water? Count the cost. Pick up your cross. Deny yourself. Follow Jesus. You can't have more than one master. You'll hate one and love the other. You can only have one master. And Jesus never said, follow man. He never said, follow a man. He said, follow me. Come to me. Learn of me. Seek me. What's happened? It's the same thing that always happened in religion. People want a tangible God. Someone they can touch, look at, hear physically the voice. But the Lord is spirit. God is a spirit. And he's seeking the worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. You cannot worship God in spirit and truth when you're in falsehood, when you're believing lies, when you're disobeying his teaching. False prophets abound today. False teachers. We were warned of this. Take heed. Beware. Beware of men, as the Lord has said. I've told you before. Before it comes to pass, you'll remember that I told you. I know. I've told you. I've warned you. Get in the word. Hear the word. Eat the unleavened bread, which is Jesus. He is the word of God. There is no leaven in Jesus. There isn't a tilt. There isn't an adding and subtracting from the Word of God. His name is the Word of God. You can seek the face of the Lord and have the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. If you're hearing the Lord, you're hearing the Word of God. If you're hearing the Word of God, you're hearing the Spirit of God, because they're in absolute perfect agreement. But hearing from men is hearing from man. The gospel is of God, but the words of man is of death. There are true ministries of Jesus Christ. They are gifts of Christ. Get into the word and study what the word of says. They are gifts of Christ, and we are brethren. We're not overlords. 1 Peter 5:1-4. We don't have masters over us. Look up the definition of guru. It comes from particularly from Indian religion, but it is one of a special spiritual elite that brings impartation to the followers. And this is what happens when people follow the system that's of religion, following men, the overlords, the exalted ones, the super pseudo spiritual. They don't know the Lord. They eclipsed the Lord. They forgot the Lord. They forsook the Lord. How do you know? A man that speaks of himself seeks his own glory, Jesus said. But he that seeks the glory of him that sent him is genuine, and there's no unrighteousness in him. Don't be deceived. Don't drink vile water that's been tread upon by the false shepherds. Read Ezekiel 34. Read John 10. There's one shepherd. There's one flock. And there's men that do this system. The cosmos. The world of religion, of church land, churchianity. It's an abomination to the Lord. And he's bringing correction. Just as he did when the church first began, the true ecclesia of the Lord, the assembly of the Lord Jesus Christ sent men that he had trained and taught, as Paul said in Ephesians 4. You've not so learned Christ, if so be you've heard him and been taught by him. Paul was taught by Jesus, not by flesh and blood. Where was the school of the Lord for all the prophets? Was it a Bible school? Where does Jeremiah go to school? Isaiah? Ezekiel? Daniel? Where did Peter go to school? Or Paul? Or James? Or John? Or Peter? It's the school of the Lord, the school of the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2:27. If you're in those systems of religion, it's something, and you're embracing it and holding it, it's just another thing you're going to have to repent of and turn from, like Paul did. Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees, of the tribe of Benjamin. Zeal, persecuting the church, ravaging it, but he did it in ignorance and unbelief, and he repented and found grace and mercy before Jesus, and Jesus taught him. Paul knew how to be a scammer. He knew how they were ripping off the widows. He knew how, as it was described in Ezekiel 34, they take the best of the offerings for themselves. It's a racket. And Jesus is outraged about it. And you better fall on the rock and repent before the Lord and learn to follow Jesus in the way and the manner of his kingdom. Because the kingdom of God trumps church land. God will first judge his house before he judges the world. And his eye, the eye of the Lord, goes through the land. And his plummet and his plumb line is in his hand. You don't go in your city and start building without a permit, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think you can violate the principles of the kingdom of God and build what you build in violation of the cornerstone? It's repugnant. They're still building. And there's the supporters of the builders. There's the sellers, but there's the buyers. It's a system. It's a cosmos. It's an order. And there's people inside this system that are sincere. They want to serve the Lord. They want to know the Lord. But that's why they have to seek the Lord and hear his voice and walk in the light as he's in the light. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very serious. What I see when I went to Word Network and all these TBN, CBN, and all these different people that create networks, they're networks of apostate religion, of people making merchandise of the gospel. So much leaven, and all it takes is a little bit of leaven, and it will leaven the whole lump. And that's why Jesus said, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the false doctrine, the hypocrisy, the stage playing, the acting, the performance. Can you not see? Look what they teach. It's silly. They misrepresent the Lord of glory. They misspeak in his name, and they make disciples after themselves, which Paul cried about before his departure in Acts chapter 20. The Lord showed him the grievous wolves that would come in, but they wear sheep's clothing. Jesus warned of this. Take heed, because there's wolves. They appear as sheep, but they're ravening wolves. The Lord warned over and over and over from Genesis, Deuteronomy, all through the word, the Judges, 1 Samuel, 2 Kings, Job, Psalms, about the people that forget God, forgot God, forgot the covenant, forgot his commandments. How do you forget the Lord? How do you forget the Lord? You forget the Lord when you have man in front of you. You forget the Lord when you have a system in front of you. You forget the Lord when you have lust and covetousness and worldliness. You forget the Lord. He's just a memory that you forget. God even delivered his people from Egypt. Do you not understand? The people were set free from the Passover by the Passover blood of the Lamb and taken through the Red Sea, went into the wilderness. These stories are written down for our admonition and learning, and their unbelief, their hard hearts, their idolatry, their murmuring against the Lord, how they loved the slavery back in Egypt more than the liberty and God's daily provision. All these things are the same for professing Christians today. Deuteronomy 6:12, then beware lest you forget the Lord, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Ladies and gentlemen, beware lest you forget Jesus, which brought you out of the world, out of sin. What's the difference? Deuteronomy 8:11, beware that you forget not the Lord your God in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day. That's what Moses said. And now Moses had promise of one coming in Deuteronomy 18 that would replace him. And it's Jesus. Don't forget the Lord. But people forget the Lord and they worship other gods. They walk after other gods. And these are demons. And they serve them. And they worship them. Do you provoke the Lord? Over and over and over, ladies and gentlemen, consistently through Israel and Judah, the people, the masses, forgot the Lord. And that's where we're at today. Even though it was written that you wouldn't forget the Lord, it's a fact. The masses have forgotten the Lord. And they're doing the same sins, making merchandise of the people. They make you slave, just like Pharaoh. Keep the church going. Pour in your money. Give, give, give. Slave, slave, slave to them. When you could follow Jesus. When you could open your Bible and seek his face and have fresh manna, hidden manna from above, from the Lord, delivered right into your heart and spirit. Rejoicing your heart. Is the Lord your teacher? Have you set man in his place? People that forget the Lord. All through the Psalms. Don't forsake the Lord. Don't be satisfied with broken cisterns, with vile water that they walk through. Don't be satisfied with white bread, junk food, when you can have pure, unleavened bread. Why do men try to manufacture a message? Why does God have people that stand in his name, that say they are his servants, his ministers, that repackage the scriptures, trying to be clever with schemes and scams? They add here and subtract there. They add artificial flavoring and coloring, just like a packaged product on the grocery shelf. It'll kill you. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven was likened unto a woman Like leaven that a woman hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. But every word of God is pure. Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. And Jesus Christ is the living word of God. And where to seek him, hear him. He's alive. He's well. He sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting till his enemies be made his footstool. But he ever lives, making intercession. He's the master, the true Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord told his disciples that he trained. Don't be like the system that killed all the prophets. Don't be like the system that killed Jesus, fulfilling all righteousness. That set themselves up and call themselves by titles. That take your money. That are hirelings. That are professional religious men. That eclipse Jesus. They love titles. They love to be called of men rabbi, or pastor, or bishop, or apostle, or prophet, or teacher, or great one. Or it could even be Graham or Chuck. But ladies and gentlemen, the spirit of it is the same. You're not to have men standing in the place of Jesus. That is Antichrist. We are brethren. In the kingdom of God, we are brethren. And we know the Lord. And we lay down our life. We don't love our life to the point of death. For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. There's a bitter end for those that use the Lord as a way for their own business. I recently saw a man that was called a prophet who would speak in the name of the Lord falsely, misrepresenting the Lord, attributing his own imagination to God. That is a person that does not know him, love him, care about him. Yet he supposedly was a worshiper. What has the Lord said about worshiping God when you hold to traditions of man? Your worship is in vain, and you've made void the word of God. And this man stood as a prophet, so-called, but a false prophet, and took money and offerings from the people. But he confessed recently that he did not know or understand the book of Jeremiah, the revelation of the last days, or even Daniel, but that Daniel had angel visitation. And he found that this spooky spiritual was promoting his ministry, so-called. Ladies and gentlemen, to misrepresent the Lord, to misspeak, to even worship in your own vanity of your mind and imagination is nothing new. It's a bitter end to find that you have misspoken and followed those that have misspoken. But following the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no error. Jesus Christ himself is the anchor for your soul, that you can abide in the truth, walk in the truth, and be the truth for the glory of Jesus Christ. But it is time to know the Lord and to know him in truth, for the time is at hand. This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com. with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.